Tell the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th day of October. The prep tip today is get yourself a Ringer washer. In fact, get 2 Ringer washers, the exact same model, so you have some spare parts. Now, doing laundry is taken for granted with automatic washing machines. I assure you that when you don't have hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure, it becomes a whole different matter, and your Ringer washers don't need, in fact can't use, hot and cold running water at 40 pounds pressure. They're very simplistic machines that can easily be converted to operate with a bicycle. Yes, they can. Any mechanic or carpenter can make that conversion. It's pretty simple to do that, and still be able to do laundry in a lot more efficient way. It's much better than using a washboard or pounding on them with rocks. So that's your prepper tip today. We have patient Wayne in Greenville, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, more in a way as you can get to him. His website is linked to my website. His website is linked to my website, but my website is down until probably Friday. But Jim is a busy guy with lots of projects, and we're going to be talking about the events today. And take your calls at 512-248-8252. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Yes, busy, busy.
Absolutely.
6 in the morning to 9 at night lately, and I'm becoming more popular, let's put it that way. And along with popularity comes some other things.
Roger that.
John, you always ask me about archaeology.
I do.
And yes. So a very interesting thing. I'll just tell what it is, and it'll probably come out in a white paper here soon. But I've discovered how the ancients calculated the number pi so accurately.
Really?
It's very, very simple, like many, many things. You know, it becomes too complicated when you look at modern mathematics. but now you have to go back, like my recalendar sun start clock, or building a calendar with a pile of rocks, which we see all over the world. We see these piles of rocks or rock structures that are definitely calendars. But it's a very easy process, but it took me to kind of decode this. And so that's what I've done with the number pi. And it's an amazingly simple process. That's all I'll tell you. And you could do it with literally with a pile of rocks also. So anyway, that'll be coming out hopefully soon.
All right. Well, I don't know if you still offered for sale, but you offered a little device that allowed people to create a new calendar once there is a pole shift and we have to redo the calendar. Do you still offer that for sale?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on the JMCCSCI.com, and it's part of the product line. I've been selling this since I don't even know when this started. I think it was... Actually, I do. It was around 2012.
Yeah, because that's about 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's when I, if you look on the calendar itself, it's the position of the solar system is timelined for the solstice of that year, 2012. And so anyway, it gives all the information so that if somebody discovers one of these things in 10,000 years, some archaeologist in the future comes back and digs up our destroyed civilization, which is nigh any day now, but finds one of these, they could put back together our entire history timeline and the position of the solar system at that time. So they could, and this would also happen if we had a major solar system event where something came in and actually changed our orbit. They could take this and understand what that change was, something that nobody ever in the history of the world has ever done. So as archaeologists go out and try and unearth, so like say the Mayan ruins or the Egyptian ruins, or you know, ancient cities that they discover all over the world, none of these peoples ever foresaw the day where their civilization would go under, especially those that went under during a pole shift. And so we don't have that information, and it's very difficult to piece together. And that's what Velikovsky did. That was his amazing contribution for which he should be exonerated posthumously. But at any rate, my calendar does that. It takes our solar system and gives you all of the information you need to reconstruct Earth's orbit. So anyway, and then besides that, it's both a star calendar clock and a sun calendar clock. So in the daytime, you can set it up and have an extremely accurate clock, and it adjusts for watch time and everything. And it also has a calendar that you can go into the future, probably hundreds of years, or into the past hundreds of years, to determine the month, the date, what day of the month a certain date will fall on. And then it's you set it up. And I have a funny story. I was in a third world country one time, and I had one of my calendar clocks, and I was kind of bragging about it. And this guy had a brand new, really expensive watch, which he was very proud to wear. He was a poor guy, but he had this super expensive watch, and he was bragging about his watch. And I said, well, I can tell the time with this as accurately as your watch. And so anyway, I set it up just a few minutes, determined the north with the sun, and set it up. And I looked at it, and okay, we determined the time. It was like in the afternoon, like 2:20 in the afternoon. He looks at his watch and he goes, look, it's wrong by 15 minutes. And I said, well, no, look over here on the conversion between sun time and watch time. And it came out exactly to his watch. And so he was amazed. He was just, he thought that was just unbelievable. So,
That is amazing.
So anyway, yes, it's still for sale at a remarkably low price. It's like $44 or something. And you can get two of them for like $72. In fact, I have to go in and raise those prices soon, because as everything, prices went up. But it's, you know, most people, sailors, adventurers, people that were involved in getting lost, etc., would have loved to have had this thing. And another part of this is if there's a pole shift, all of the seasons are going to change.
That's right.
And so, the issue is people might have their survival seeds, and it's a beautiful February day in the new calendar, and they go out and they go, oh, it's sunny, it's springtime, let's plant. And it's really a nice day in February with the new calendar and because of the pole shift. And so they go out and plant, and all their seeds die because they planted too early. Or they try to move their population south, maybe 200 miles to get a better climate. And they think, oh, it's a nice spring day, but it's really February. And they start to march all the people, and they all die because they were really doing this much too early in the year. So anyway, this eliminates all of that. But this all started, by the way, with that pamphlet that I wrote back in the early 2000s. It's called Surviving Planet X Passage, and it tells you how to build a calendar and a clock with a pile of rocks, which many ancient civilizations did. So anyway.
Right, absolutely. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Any updates on the wing generator, sir?
Well, a lot going on. That's all I can tell you. Both the water filter stuff and the wing generator. But here's one thing I'll tell you is that I'm moving into I already mentioned this on your show, but I'm moving into the realm of hydrogen. And, of course, if somebody has electric cars, they can charge it with the wing generator also. But there's a huge surge of things going on with hydrogen. And powering creation of hydrogen with wind energy is the way to go, but the three-blade wind turbines don't work. In fact, GE and Siemens, the biggest producers of three-blade wind turbines, are shutting down their operations slowly. They just, this past week, shut down like 40% of their operations. And they're announcing, oddly enough, which I predicted, that wind is too expensive. And so, doggone, we just got to go back to that wonderful GE and Siemens Central Power Company power. Isn't that cute? So they controlled the alternative energy industry, which is now failing because of their crap that they sell. And now they're saying it's too expensive, which is big. How could an industry that is completely, completely subsidized to absolutely enormous amounts, both the construction, both the development, and then the sale, and then the after sale, and where the people get these tremendous tax credits. Warren Buffett has doubled his wealth to become one of the richest men in the world because of tax credits for three-blade wind turbines. And he laughs about it. He says, yeah, they don't work, but I'm just there for the tax credits. They buy, they install these things. A year later, they sell them off to some third party, and then he gets all these tax credits. And they just, it's just a boondoggle. But anyway, the wing generator actually works. It does not need government subsidies. But what I'm moving into, though, is hydrogen production. And that is a big piece of the future. The electric cars, they're going to have to find some new battery, some new miracle battery to replace lithium ion for electric cars to succeed.
Jim, I need to interrupt you. I read a story this morning. A man drove his Nissan Leaf electric car up in, I believe it was in Wyoming, 178 miles. It took him 15 hours to go 178 miles, which would typically be just a few hour drive at the speed limit. 15 hours to drive 178 miles. Who's going to do that? I mean, I'm not. Are you?
And what now? Is this an electric car? So this was
Nissan Leaf electric car.
Oh yeah, right.
Nissan Leaf electric car, 178 miles in 15 hours.
Yeah, this there's stories also about people that a guy was going to move to Alaska, so he bought I don't remember which vehicle. It was a pickup truck. And it took him like weeks because he had to stop every 60 miles to charge it up. Because if it's empty, you might get 300 miles out of it. But if it's got a load, all of a sudden you're down to 50 miles. So you got to stop every 50 miles.
Depending on the load, if you got headwinds, if you're going up hills, you can 50 to 85 miles is about it. Right.
Right, right. And so anyway, yeah, the test bed out in Mojave Desert that's perfectly flat is not a good indication of
hardly.
And plus they don't work well in cold weather.
That's right.
You know, the batteries. Whereas hydrogen is a different story. I just saw an article where they're converting now up to 90% hydrogen on a diesel engine. So you can convert a diesel engine. And here's something that people have actually been killed over because they converted their vehicle. And it's a method of using hydrogen with water in a normal internal combustion engine.
I walked up to a Dodge pickup truck. It had what might be referred to as mason jars full of water making hydrogen. And the engine was running quite well.
Yeah. And it's the thing that people have literally been killed over because it's what you do. I'll just say it on the air. This is like I could talk about, say, nuclear technology, which is in the open air. So this is not just me telling this. This is available publicly. But you create hydrogen, which is about 5 liters of water for every liter of hydrogen you get out of this. But you don't have to compress it. You don't have to liquefy the hydrogen. And then you combine it, the hydrogen, with the water. And what happens is that when it enters the combustion chamber, the hydrogen ignites and it turns the water into steam. So you basically are using a steam engine.
Right.
And that's what they don't want people to know about. So anyway, and it's a beautiful system. You don't even change anything. It's just that you now have, through the injectors, and even a modern injector engine is better than the old carburetor engine.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the injectors, it's a closed system until it gets into the pistons, you know, whereas a carburetor, you have air coming in. And so the injectors are much better because the air comes in apart. You don't want to mix the hydrogen and the oxygen before it gets into the cylinder. That's the point. And so injectors are much better. So the modern, you know, front end drive across horizontal cross internal combustion engine, whether it's diesel or gas, is easily converted to a steam engine using hydrogen and water.
And the exhaust product is water.
Water.
Well, Jim, I think you and I just now at 8:18 a.m. on Wednesday, the 19th of October, we just solved the world's energy problems, didn't we, sir?
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, in using the current technology, you don't have to build a new car. But the, I just saw this.
Well, another vehicle, it was a 73 Plymouth Fury 3. I was watching run on hydrogen. And the guys, the mechanics working at the inventors, they said, we're having problems with this thing cornering. I said, you don't need to drive this thing. Just park it next to a house and run the house.
Yeah. What was that problem? I didn't catch that.
It was cornering. The centrifugal force when cornering, they had issues with it. And I don't know what that was early on in their experiments. But if you can make a V8 engine run on water, you don't need a car. All you need to do is run your house on it.
Right. Yeah. Well, but for me, hydrogen is the future. And so I've got an entire, and so when I've been announcing this, I've been kind of publicly announcing this on various venues, but people are calling me because this is something that anybody in the energy sector would understand.
Oh, yes.
And they understand it's going this direction. It's like you can't
Absolutely.
Put the brakes on it.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south of Dixie. Away, 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 down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 19th day of October, and my neighbor Linda is with us to talk for about 2 minutes or 3 minutes about an excellent home that her and her husband have for sale in my neighborhood, about a five-minute drive from my home, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Well, Linda, I'm sitting here just a few-minute drive from the Log Lodge. The sun is lighting up these beautiful trees with reds and yellows and various shades in between. It is an absolutely glorious time. We the BMW Motorcycle Club comes down here every year to tour these hills, and our hills are written up in national motorcycle publications and tourist magazines. And you have a high-end, and I'm saying high-end because your clients come from Europe and Asia, among other places, to spend time at the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, don't they?
They do, yes. And it's a wonderful place to live here. You don't realize how many places people live where they don't get the full four seasons of the year, and we definitely do here.
We do. There's no doubt that we get the four seasons. And the log lodge in Yoakum Road was featured in Better Homes and Gardens when it was a newer home. There's only a few dozen homes a year out of the millions that are sold every year in the United States featured in Better Homes and Gardens. And your place just happens to be one of them, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. It's a beautiful, and it's, beautiful home.
It has 30-foot ceiling in the great room, room for 12 people to not be jammed up. Now, we've been waiting for the final acreage count from the surveyor. Do we have that yet?
It actually came in the mail yesterday. We have not looked at it yet.
Okay. Well, we're guessing it's around about 35 acres, give or take, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, well, need to open that up, Linda. Our surveyors are so busy in our area because typically when a place comes for sale, it doesn't last very long. And Linda, my website's down until probably Friday, but in the meantime, if you're interested in Log Lodge and Yoakum Road, you want to see photographs and see the video, just give me a phone call and I will get that information to you. My phone number is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. A home with radiant heat, a home where you will never have close by neighbors. That's not even possible, is it, Linda?
No, it's not.
And your clients, and I need to keep emphasizing this, the people that stay there, that they come back again and again, men and women from Europe and from Asia, they could vacation on the French Riviera, Las Vegas, Miami Beach, Brazil, and they pick the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. For what reasons, Linda?
They tell us it's because it's peaceful, serene, it's a way to be in nature, but still have all the comforts of a nice home, and also the safety. They realize that this area of Missouri, this area of the United States, is one of the safest around.
It's just as peaceful and quiet as eastern Alaska, but you don't have to drive 100 miles to get a loaf of bread, do you?
That's correct.
Linda, I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Well, Jim, I don't know if you're looking for a home, but the Log Lodge is available for the time being. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, I'm right now. I'm up to my elbows and eyeballs in so many things that. Well, so someday I'm going to retire again. Hopefully soon.
Okay. Well, retirement's not part of my game plan, but it's available. And, Jim, we're ready for a caller here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take Brad in Massachusetts. Good morning, Brad.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, James. That's funny. 100 miles to get a loaf of bread. That's a good one. So, Professor McCanny, I'm just thinking about, have you heard of that? I'm not sure it was a scientific study, but it's, what, the 100th monkey experiment or something. Have you heard of that, sir?
Maybe. I don't, not offhand. Go ahead. Explain.
So it got to the point where sweet potatoes were introduced to a population of monkeys. I think it was off of Okinawa, in the surrounding little islands. And none of the monkeys wanted to eat the sweet potatoes because it had a lot of dirt and grout around them and stuff, until one monkey figured out you could wash it. And then another one watched him, and another one watched, and then it got to the point where once the 100th monkey figured out how to do that, all the monkeys simultaneously that they introduced sweet potatoes to throughout the island and the surrounding islands started doing it at the same time. And they figured it was about 1% of the population of the monkeys all figured out, wow, we can eat these, and it got sent, telepathically or without, because they weren't sharing the information via text or anything. So that's basically what that. Obviously, it's not very scientific. But
hold on. We'll wrap up your comments, Fred, after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. My website is down. We hope to have it up. Oh, by the end of the week, my webmaster has been in the hospital. He spent 7 days in ICU, unconscious on a respirator with a heart infection, nothing to do with COVID or a COVID vaccination, simply a heart infection. He's coming home today. We hope to get everything back up and running by the end of the week. In the meantime, I'm taking ours the old-fashioned way. Yes, I am. You want an energy cleaner and a mattress pad, just give me a call. You want a Liberator rocket heater? Just give me a call. The number is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. He has a weekly radio show. Jim, before we get back to our caller, tell people how they can listen to the show live and to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. The James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 20th year and continuing commercial free. It's many other places now, all the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage. And it's expanding. It's going up on podcast platforms. My Patreon channel will be posting them. And then also another widely listened to channel. It's called Truth Be Told Network. It's already airing there at 10:30 on Saturday morning. So lots of different ways to listen. And this year I'm talking about the history of my discoveries. Not my discoveries, but the history, putting them all into perspective. And so right now I'm in the kind of the early 2000s, heading up to the end of the 2003 to 2010. And then finishing in January will be up to current time. So this whole year, if people have not listened, I recommend you go back and listen from January of this year. Listen to all the episodes in order to understand the history of my discoveries.
All right. All right. Excellent. And I encourage people to listen to Jim's radio show. Brad, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. Brad, there's a thing that happened when I was teaching at a college. It was in the university system in an upper Midwestern state. And it was springtime, and the lawn crew, heard them talking about this. They went out and they were mowing the lawn for the first time. It's a big area. You know, it's a university campus, so they have a lot of lawn to mow. And so anyway, the dandelions were particularly successful that year. So they were just like covered the lawn. And so they decided they were going to let the yellow part of the dandelion get up, and they were not going to let it go to seed. They were going to cut it off right below the head of the yellow part because they were all growing up at the same length. So they go out and they do this, and they wait a week. And the dandelions all grew up, and the yellow crown was now below where the blade was set on the original cutting. And so they're like, okay, we're going to fix these guys. We're going to go out and cut it again. We're going to lower our blade, so we cut off the yellow part and don't let any of it go to seed. The next week, they all grew up below where the blade was set. They learned how far they could grow before they would be cut off and not be allowed to grow anymore. So anyway, it's a similar type of thing, but biological systems definitely are interactive. Or the old deer in the headlights things, or the deer afraid of man. You know, a young fawn deer will instinctively be afraid of man just by the scent. They turn and run. You know, it's an instinctive thing. And so, you know, the 100 monkey thing is interesting. But there's all kinds of things. When I was, this is decades and decades ago, there was a book called The Secret Life of Plants. And it talked about how plants communicate. And if a plant is unhealthy, then the other plants near it are affected also, et cetera. So anyway, I think there's a lot we don't know about modern science, you know, is to the point where if you can't put a meter on it and measure it, then it doesn't exist. So that's an interesting story, you know, 100 monkey story.
And it highlighted just like, okay, so if we carry that over to obviously water, which water is obviously carrying energy and information and transmitting and receiving at levels beyond our ability to think, way deeper. So I was just like, okay, so there's 144 million homes in the United States, and if 1.4 million have your water filtration system, which is about 1%. All right, so then it would tell me, maybe the 100th monkey, we could have the 100th monkey going on, and the same thing with powering hydrogen with wind generators.
I like it. I like that marketing. I'd save a lot of money on marketing.
You would. Everybody would upregulate the water molecules, and everybody would share the information. Like, wow, everybody has to do this beyond pre-thought, you know, pre-sense. So just that, yeah, thank you for sharing the dandelion. In fact, it's such a superfood, right? That's one of our foraging foods.
Yeah.
Great for the liver.
Yeah.
Really like important.
Wine,
for
you can do all kinds of things with dandelions. Yeah. Medicinal. I wanted to segue into another little thing I wanted to put on the air here, John. We're done with Brad there?
Thank you, guys. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. We're finished with Brad now. Go ahead, Jim.
This is kind of a similar thing, but now what we're seeing in cities, besides the homeless, which is becoming outrageous in all of the cities in the United States, and it's, allowing massive amounts of fentanyl drugs pouring in across the border, and it's highly addictive. So once these people take a little bit, they're done. They'd become a street person, completely dysfunctional until they die, literally. But that's a drug. There's another thing going on. It's a little more subtle. It's fluoride and vaccine damaged people. And I think fluoride is the big one here. So imagine if you woke up in the morning and took a big glass of whiskey, okay? And all day long, all the food you drank or ate and all the beverages you drank were full of whiskey. Okay, just replace that with fluoride. Fluoride is a lot more subtle. It doesn't make you drunk. You don't stumble, but it's affecting your nervous system. And the symptoms are very similar to Alzheimer's. In fact, they're afraid of everything. So these people who need safe spaces, and any little thing will trigger them. In fact, they even have a name for it, where these people have to be safe. They have things that trigger them, so they have to actually proclaim to people around them that you can't do certain things, talk over a certain level or say certain words, because it triggers them. And they go kind of ballistic. They cannot reason. They cannot think logically. And like I say, agitated easily. These are symptoms of fluoride poisoning. And it's very common, especially in the big cities. And so when you see the woke generation, my estimate is that these people are fluoride damaged. And I think I just am going to throw that term out there as a new term because we're not dealing with people who are rational. And the other thing is that when you start giving these people power or the ability to control how society works, then it goes downhill very quickly. But I want to introduce this term, fluoride damaged, and as the source of what we're seeing on a large scale in big cities.
Well, that's new information, Jim. I've been aware of fluoride damage for decades.
Right.
I've read several books dedicated to this specifically. I've interviewed the author of one of these books on my show. In fact, at my website, which will be back up in a couple of days, we have a letter by the former president of the Canadian Dental Association, Dr. Hardy Limebeck, where he apologized to everybody in the entire country of Canada for previously advocating the use of fluoride in dental work and in water, and followed up by about two dozen or so peer-reviewed papers, scientific papers, documenting the harm caused by sodium fluoride in water. But there's a bonus, Jim. You know what the bonus is for older cities with sodium fluoride?
What?
Well, when the sodium fluoride is in water, it creates a solution that leaches the lead out of the pipes. Copper pipes were put together by solder, which is a lead-based substance. Many of the older cities, like where I grew up, St. Louis, Missouri, the pipes were made of drinking water pipes made of pure lead. Right. Pure lead pipes is not an issue if it's pure water. However, once you put sodium fluoride in the water, it leaches the lead out, and the whole paradigm of lead paint was a cover story, and which continues to this day. There's nothing wrong with lead paint, as long as you don't use a heat gun to remove it.
Or lick it.
Or lick, well.
Eat it.
Yeah, well, licking it won't cause any harm, but if you eat it. So the story was that lead-based paint, which had been on the walls of homes in St. Louis and other cities farther east, for more than a century, with no problem, all of a sudden started chipping off, and little black kids were eating it and getting lead poisoning. That's not what happened. What happened was sodium fluoride was leaching the lead out of the pipes, and that was causing the lead poisoning. So the entire paradigm, the entire story of lead-based paint being an issue was a cover, and continues to this day, to be a cover story to conceal what's really going on, which is poisoning almost everybody east of Mississippi and many west with lead in the water, of the drinking water.
Well, did you hear the story recently? Chicago, along with Flint, Michigan, et cetera, have announced that there's extreme levels of lead in their water system. And, of course, what is the people most affected are kids. So their learning ability is greatly reduced. Lead is a toxin which shortens your lifetime and causes all kinds of other medical issues. But the immediate noticeable effect is that it destroys the nervous system. So they cannot, and there again, the symptoms are the same, except they don't get the agitation. They become dull and...
Well, you lose at least 10 points, IQ points. You lose, and this is classic lead poisoning, small motor skills. You can't do things in a fine sense, with your hands like you normally would do. It reduces people IQ, makes them dull, makes them submissive. The classic signs of lead poisoning.
Right. The chlorine does the same thing. Chlorine, when it interacts with the pipes, creates 8 different acids. And those acids continue to leach the material from the pipe, especially lead, into the water. And so, by the way, that's why I sell a whole house water filter, because the biggest dose you get of this stuff is in the daily shower. It's not necessarily from drinking a glass of water, because your liver and kidneys filter that out, some of it. But if you take a shower, it goes through your skin. It's the biggest organ. Your skin is the biggest absorbing organ of your body. Then your lungs is I would say your lungs probably have more surface area than your skin. So you're breathing in the vapor, and that goes right into your bloodstream without any filtering, goes into your cells. And so that's why people need a whole house water filter.
Absolutely. I got a caller.
I just wanted to, and I know that people have been aware of this. I know you have that letter on your webpage. But I want to move it to the next stage and actually put a term on this, which is fluoride damaged, and point directly to the people who, you know, are afraid, who need safe spaces, who have trigger emotion conditions, cannot reason, cannot think logically, are programmable, are agitated easily, etc. You know, and call it a condition, because these people are out roaming around in normal society and driving everybody crazy, literally.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jim, we got a caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I wanted to say that you can look under sciencealert.com, and on January the 2nd, 2019, Juneau, Alaska, after a big fight, took fluoride out of their drinking water. And so everybody can go happen there.
Amazing? You need to, isn't it amazing that the public has to go to the city and say, you can't do this anymore? And it's a fight. It's only one place.
Another city were claiming they were putting it in, but they weren't. But I can't remember who it was. And I haven't looked for it yet. But another thing I wanted to get at was with the hydrogen, aren't they in Germany, Hamburg, Germany? They've developed all these things. Like there's a ferry that 1 million people a year ride, and they've put it on hydrogen, and it shows pictures of it and everything.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I wanted to ask him before we go on. Have you heard about them finding these two super Earth planets? It's just outside our solar system, but they say it's closer to any that you could possibly find that people could live on.
Well, I doubt it.
Okay. Well, I was hoping
I'll stay here. Thank you.
Well, I was thinking.
Although I could think of a lot of people we could ship there, you know.
Yeah,
that was common back in the old days. You would pick an island and you just dump these people there.
Somebody said, could liberals live on it? And another guy answered, they're probably the only ones who could, or something like that. I don't know. But I wanted to say that is that. They did push an asteroid around up there, right?
Oh yeah, I could go on for about 10 minutes, but the reality of doing that is number one, I applaud the engineers who are behind this. It's always the engineers that are the unsung heroes that built this, you know, but the idea of moving an asteroid is a really bad idea, because let's look at it. One of, you know, I wrote a paper, I've not published it. It said, what could possibly go wrong? And it's all the things that could go wrong when you do that. And one of them is when the dust tail explodes out, you could discharge the solar capacitor, which would turn it into a comet and change its orbit further, which could turn it back into the Earth. You know,
dangerous stuff.
They have the right coordinates? Do they have the right trajectory of this to know that in 2 years it's going to miss Earth or hit her? I could go on and on.
I bet. Pat, thank you for your call. We got our last break. We're almost out of time. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
NPR says that Biden's bot pardon will help reverse the racist enforcement of the war on drugs. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. So some advocates of the marijuana possession pardon say that the decades-old war on drugs has imprisoned black and brown people at higher rates. Well, that may be true, but it was Biden that championed the 1994 drug laws, which disproportionately attacked crack cocaine over powdered cocaine. And more importantly, with over 100,000 people dying from fentanyl poisoning last year, should marijuana even be on the radar? Fentanyl is now the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. Has anyone ever died from a marijuana overdose? Although I agree with the pot pardon, I would much rather see our federal government spending its time and our money on stomping fentanyl. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. See this Pashem Parabellum.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This looks like probably our last caller here, Jim. We got Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. You're talking about Floyd, but there's two other environmental poisons that I identified in the families that live in manufactured housing. The two poisons is carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. So I just want to make sure people are aware of still my disclosure, which has existed for 45 years under the control of the federal government. Go to the webpage called gassingamerica.com. You'll see how the insidious design put in place and has a regulated by the federal government has been affecting the bottom 10%. When I say the bottom 10%, we're not the bottom, the more humble 10% of America, those people who happen to be living in manufactured or mobile-type homes. By the way, a lot of the people who buy property and they'll purchase a mobile home as their bug-out, you know, living space. So those people that have that are either rural or have a mobile home as a facility that they live in, they need to be aware of this problem that I identified and took to D.C. But in reward, they've assaulted me for it. So I beg people to go to gassingamerica.com, see the problem. Because when you see the problem, you can remedy it, right?
Doesn't formaldehyde gas out in a matter of a few weeks, especially if the doors and windows are open?
But it still stays there. It's a long-term process.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of years.
Yes,
and even a small amount is really damaging. And I think you said CO2. I think you may have meant CO.
Carbon monoxide.
He said carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide.
What's the source of the carbon monoxide? Where does that come from?
The furnace and your cooking stove. Anytime you're burning a carbon-based fuel, the byproduct is going to be, of course, carbon dioxide, but also carbon monoxide, and believe it or not, the what we call wet carbon monoxide, which is formaldehyde. Anytime you see a yellow flicker in a flame in your gas or propane stove, that's carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. In fact, it was a shock. I was brought down to New Orleans after Katrina. People were dying in those FEMA trailers, their babies especially, and the elderly that were, you know, housebound. They were dying, and they did not know why until I came down and identified the formaldehyde along with the carbon monoxide. Anyway, go to gassingamerica.com or tominutah.us. That'll get you there. But I also have another favor to ask. I'm fighting for a man who's innocently charged with arson.
So we're out of time here, Tom. Thank you for your call. We're out of time. Thank you. Jim, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, you being with us. Look forward to hearing back next.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Top of the hour, bud. Back with Jeff.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.